It's the Kim Monson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our body.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation. And welcome to the Kim Monson Show. I am Kim Monson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Monson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you so much to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice. We look for truth and clarity by searching, by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. And it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, property, freedom, or livelihood via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, or the latest silent thief, government-induced inflation. And socialism ultimately comes down to force. Thank you to joining us. I so appreciate each and every one of you. And today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. Live with intention. You were made for this time. And thank you to this team that I get to work with. That is producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Thursday to you, producer Steve.
Happy Thursday, ladies. But I just gave away the fact that you have a guest.
I do have a guest in studio with me, and that is Dr. Jill Vecchio. It is great to have you here.
Yay! It's so fun to be back behind the KLZ microphone.
Oh, I know it. I know it. And you're here because we're going to be talking with Dr. James Lyons Weiler about RFK Jr.'s new book about Fauci. And then also just a bunch of COVID-related stuff. You said, you know, Kim, I want to be in studio, so it's great to have you here.
Yeah, I'm so excited that this gentleman is so amazingly qualified. He has done so many different things, all laboratory research. He is like this wonderful little, I just love to hang on to him for a whole day of conversation, just to pick his brain about so many things. Yeah. So I'm really excited to have him on.
Yeah, and so we'll talk with him in the second, third, and fourth segment on that. And producer Steve, a great America's Veteran Story show that we'll broadcast this Sunday at 3 p.m., because we're coming in history, the final days of the Battle of the Chosin Reservoir, which was in the Korean War. The Korean War is considered the Forgotten War. And this conversation with Marine veteran Marty Letellier is a great interview. Highly recommend that people check that out on Sunday at 3.
Yeah, in the wake of World War II, Marty joined the Marines in, 1948, and not that he was expecting a walk in the park, but I think he might have been a little bit surprised when Korea came down the road.
Yeah, I think he was a bit surprised. So be sure and check that out. Tomorrow, Friday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., be sure and tune into Reggie Carr's new show, I'm a Uniter. It is so entertaining. He's not afraid to take on the tough issues, but he does it in a way that actually does unite us. And so be sure and check that out as well. And these shows come to you because I have great partners. One of them is Hooters Restaurants. And Steve, the girls were over last night and we had some of those Hooters wings.
Yeah.
And they were delicious.
I heard all the sirens.
Did you?
And then I made the mistake of going out back and got... The wind was blowing my way, and I got tear gassed. So.
It was very, very festive. And if you want more information regarding our women's groups, just email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And some of them are actually co-ed. Dr. Jill Vecchio, you're starting at Tapas and Topics at your house.
I am. We've had two meetings so far, and mine is co-ed. And they've been really, really well received. Mm-hmm. And right now it's kind of, friends and neighbors, that kind of thing. But really anybody who would be interested can...
email me.
Yeah, contact Kim and she'll put you in contact with me.
Absolutely. And that's kim@kimmunson.com as well. And the purpose of that is just like the show, is to help people get their brains around these issues. Excuse me. and get their brains around these issues so that they can converse with friends and family and colleagues about these things that are going on in our country. We are at, many times I say, Jill, we are at an ideological Normandy right now. And
exactly.
we have to storm this beach, but it's with reasonable rhetoric. And that is something that you've been in the business of for quite some time.
Right. And when you and I had our show before, one of the reasons we wanted to do our radio show is we wanted to have a show that tried to bring people together, or at least taught folks how to approach conversations with people who may not agree with them through just kind of reasonable, calm, civil language, rather than using all of the catchphrases mm-hmm. and talking points and all that mm-hmm. that always immediately polarize people. It makes more sense to approach it from where, let me start this conversation with this person that I probably don't agree with politically, but let's start the conversation by finding common ground that we do agree on. Mm-hmm. Then you're more likely to have a civil discussion.
Well, and that's really what we need to do. And of course, the radical activist left now really wants to divide us. But it's difficult to be reasonable if you don't understand the issues. And again, that's why we do this show. Producer Steve is to get people to, you know, hear from many different experts so that they can put their thoughts behind these things.
Absolutely. And I know Jill has a lot of pull. I heard there was a guy named Brandon who came to her co-ed thing.
Bada boom. Yeah, that's roughly true. So, hey, Jill, let's
He wanted to become informed as to what's really going on.
Really? Let's jump over here to our quote for the day. And you are the one that really initially introduced me to this. And that was back during the whole Obamacare days. You actually read the whole piece of legislation.
Right.
And you were out there regularly speaking on this to try to inform people. And Dr. Benjamin Rush was a founding father of the United States. He signed the Declaration of Independence. He was a civic leader in Philadelphia, a physician, politician, social reformer, humanitarian, and educator and founder of Dickinson College. He was born in 1745 and he died in 1813. And why don't you go ahead and share that with us, Jill, because like I say, you're the one that really introduced me to this.
And this is such a great quote. Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. The Constitution of the Republic should make a special privilege for medical freedoms as well as religious freedom. So important and so profound that it is applicable exactly to COVID today.
Yes, isn't it amazing that they could see the potential tyranny here? Do you know why they didn't put it in the Constitution? I imagine there was a lot of conversation about what had to go in there.
You know, I don't know, but it's too bad because medical freedom and property rights were two things that were hotly debated, and it was just a matter of consensus.
Mm-hmm.
There were people on both sides, and why they didn't have property rights in either has caused a lot of problems. The idea that there's, maybe they thought with property rights, the argument was against having property rights specifically in the Constitution was they thought it was implied already in portions of the Constitution with the Bill of Rights. And they thought it was already implied to be present and they didn't really need to write it down.
Okay.
And I think that's probably what it was with medical freedom as well. Unfortunately, they did put in the promote the general welfare clause mm-hmm. that is being used
to
justify a whole lot of overstep, in especially right now with COVID.
Right. And so that quote, though, is really important. And again, back there in the late 1700s, They realize that human nature is constant, and that's why they talked about all these ideas and what should be in there. The Constitution is a beautiful document, but you mentioned the General Welfare Clause. That has been hijacked. But people are waking up to what's going on, and We just have to get engaged in this battle of ideas. Steve, before we get over to Lauren, you had mentioned a headline that is very important, and that is a couple of Democrat senators peeled off on a vote in the Senate yesterday regarding, I think it was Biden's mandates, correct?
Yeah. Excuse me. Yes. And the two, Joe Manchin, he's becoming a hero on his own. But then another guy came out of the woodwork. John Tester of Montana. So they voted, to push back on the mandates. The vote was 52-48.
So good for them. Manchin is becoming a hero in many ways, but it's got to be a lot of pressure trying to hold that line.
Well, despite the D in front of his name, he's been labeled as a moderate, and he's obviously, at least for the most part, I hope he doesn't let us down.
Right.
He's the will of the people.
Right, and also keeping government more in check, so that's very important. On the line with us is Lauren Levy, and he's a sponsor of both the shows, The Kim Munson Show and America's Veteran Story Show. And he's a specialist in the mortgage arena. He's a broker. He works with a lot of different companies, which is great because you're not just locked in with one company. He can work with many different lenders, whether or not you're buying a new home or doing a refinance or a reverse mortgage. Lauren Levy, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Kim.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about, I think it's Chairman Powell. I thought I saw a headline just recently that he said, well, inflation may be here for a little longer, that it's not really transitory. What are you seeing from the Federal Reserve regarding these kinds of comments?
Yeah, it's contributing to a little bit of a roller coaster on the rates. You're right. He said, whatever that was, a week or so, 10 days ago, that inflation was hotter than even he had anticipated, and it wasn't going away as fast as they thought. And so he said that they're probably going to have to do their taper faster, meaning stop buying loans at a faster pace and finish that off sooner than they thought originally. And anytime they use that word taper, especially if they accelerate it, it puts a little bit of a shock in the market, and we saw rates go up a little bit. And then, you know, like typical, they kind of tempered back a little bit, but they definitely moved up after he spoke like that.
You know, Lauren, I can't figure it out how these guys are supposed to be so smart. And then they say, oh, this caught us by surprise. We didn't realize. I mean, they should know that. I mean, I could figure that out. And I'm not with the Federal Reserve. I don't understand why they can't figure that out.
You know, and these are some of the smartest, or most well-educated people that we have. I think it's just difficult. You know, the term transitory meant that they thought that inflation was just returning to the pre-COVID levels. And, we've had high gas prices before, and they thought it was just kind of returning back to where it was. But it's turning out that it's everywhere. It's not just gas. It's everywhere in our lives. And I think COVID was something that no one's really dealt with before, and they're just trying to navigate their way through it the best they can. I like to think they have everyone's best interest at heart, and they're just doing the best they can, but I think it's hard.
Well, it is. And when we talk about COVID, it's really been the reaction to that by government, PBIs, those politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties that is causing this inflation. And, my understanding, there's two types of inflation. There's the good kind when the economy is really humming and people have more money and they're buying more goods and services. This government-induced inflation doesn't have to happen, Lauren. What's your final thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think inflation, like you say, is good when everything else is keeping pace. Like, wages are going up accordingly at the same level and same speed. And when that happens, you don't feel it as much. But when it's not happening in lockstep, that's when it really becomes a problem, and that's what we've been having.
Right, right. We're going to talk with Karen Levine at the bottom of the hour. And I know that housing inventory, she's a realtor with RE/MAX Alliance, and we're in the holidays, and I wonder if there's opportunity, but you're ready to help people if they want to try to make a move on a new home or a refinance and a reverse mortgage right now, correct?
That's right. And even though we're talking about this taper with the Fed, rates are still really low. We're still getting people, you know, rates in the high twos, just before three. So there's still an opportunity, and it's still something to pursue, and it's still it's still happening every day.
Well, and it's an important hedge against inflation. If you can get yourself into your home and get that rate locked in for a long period of time, that seems like that's really smart. Hey, Lauren Levy, how can people reach you?
The best way is just give us a call, 303-880-8881.
Again, that's Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. Lauren, thanks so much. You're going to be in studio next week.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Have a great day. And we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Dr. Jill Vecchio. And we've got Dr. James Lyons-Weiler on the show, and or on the line. And we'll be talking about RFK Jr.'s new book regarding Fauci. Stay tuned.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. In studio with me is Dr. Jill Vecchio. You know her. She read the complete Obamacare bill. She is a healthcare expert, and she is so excited to be talking with our next guest, and that is Dr. James Lyons-Weiler. He is the founder of the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge. He also, you can find him at Substack, his under Popular Rationalism. But we want to talk again about what's happening out there. Dr. James Lyons-Weiler, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me again, Kim.
Lots going on out there. We want to talk about RFK Jr.'s new book regarding Fauci. Where do you want to start right now, Dr. Jack?
I think it's best to start to educate the public on how translational research should be done. What does it mean to do ethical medical research and ethical medical practice? This is a very important topic today. The fact is that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has written this tome. I mean, it's one of the thickest hardcover books you'll see, and the text goes from page to page. Or the realist uses every inch of the real estate here to document a list of complaints and to document the actual history of Dr. Fauci's influence on public health, his ties to pharma. The fact that we now live in the regulatory states of America, where agencies specifically like the FDA, the NIAID, the CDC, the FDA, who are not elected individuals, can, with a flick of a pen, bring everything in society to a dead stop. They can influence the futures, the health, the health capacity of individuals, the millions of Americans, hundreds of millions of Americans, with apparently no accountability, zero accountability. It's very, very difficult to hold people like the director of the CDC or Fauci, the NIAID, National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, and the director of the NIH accountable. For decades, the accountability came down to whether the Senate was willing to fund particular types of initiatives. And with pharma then, you know, having such a great influence through campaign contributions to elected individuals, they just write a blank check every year now for the NIH. The bulk of the money goes to the NIH, and then Fauci takes his cut, which is a huge amount of money. They don't have to write grant proposals. They don't have to submit their work to peer review. In this book, you will learn that Fauci and his colleagues can individually profit
from products that they help pharma bring to market that they themselves have a personal, a direct personal financial profit motive, and they do this using taxpayers' dollars. And this is the soul of the book. The soul of the book is that Anthony Fauci uses taxpayer dollars to pick and choose which options go forward and which options don't go forward that influence public health and medical practice. And with HIV, time and time, the book goes over the entire history of his role in HIV, and of course his role in killing early aggressive treatment initiatives for COVID. So people are walking around unprotected. There's insufficient knowledge of the extreme importance of high vitamin D levels and A levels and C levels as prophylactic potential to protect against viral infection, including SARS-CoV-2. And this book is, it's hard to find the words. It's a stunning indictment for one of the most dangerous people in America today. That's all. The real Anthony Fauci is published with a Children's Health Defense imprint. That's Robert F. Kennedy's organization. He's chairman, board, and chief legal counsel for Children's Health Defense. The book has so many references and citations. So well documented. It's number one selling book in the United States today, in spite of massive, massive efforts to suppress it and censor this. And we have a quote on the back from Luc Montagnier, the Nobel laureate, for his involvement in HIV research. And I'm going to read this quote from Luc Montagnier, the Nobel laureate, that Dr. Joseph Goebbels wrote, that a lie once told remains a lie, but a lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth. Tragically for humanity, there are many, many untruths emanating from Fauci and his minions. RFK exposes the decades of lies.
Well, Dr. Jill Vecchio's in studio with us, Jack, and I can see actually steam going out of her ears, I think. So, Jill, what do you...
It's a good thing I have headphones on, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Dr. Jack, hi. I have so much respect for the work that you do, and I've watched a bunch of YouTube videos and podcasts that you've done, so I just am so excited to get to speak with you today. I've read about 30% of the RFK's book on Fauci. And everything you say is absolutely true. People are going to be blown away by the extent of research, the documentation that he has over extending over decades is just amazing. And it's amazing and infuriating, really, that he's the only one that seems to be talking about a lot of this. I mean, you are all, obviously, but why is this the first book, and why has it taken this many years for us to expose what's going on at CDC?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's not the first book. If you go and you look for other books on Anthony Fauci, you'll find them. And if you go and you look at the HIV debacle and Anthony Fauci's role, it's been talked about in other books, in articles and speeches, and, as you mentioned, videos. You know, the fact is that Bobby will say that he had a huge team of people that helped him. And this is a compilation of effort. There's no doubt about it. He had, and the list of names of people that have helped him here is huge on this. So we're talking about, Bobby's published a heroic healer's honor roll. He's got a list of dedications and acknowledgments that, you know, Dr. Harvey Reich, Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Geer Van den Bosch, Dr. Michael Yaden, like I said, Luc Montagnier, Dr. Peter McAuliffe, who I helped bring out, Peter Doshi, Paul Merrick, Paul Merrick, one of the frontline doctors, who right now was saving lives, in the middle of saving lives during the pandemic, with the early aggressive treatment protocols that he derived based on the knowledge of the physiology of disease, of SARS-CoV-2, and EVMS, while he sued them to allow him to do his practice, to use specific techniques like ivermectin and so on, they suspended his rights to practice medicine on site, in front of the judge, in front of everyone. EVMS practices unethical medicine. Dr. Pierre Corey, I mean, it goes on and on. Merrill Nass discovered that they were using fatal doses of hydroxychloroquine in the trial that was supposed to show that it was, you know, potentially useful. They use fatal doses of hydroxychloroquine And they did it on late stage COVID, which we know is not going to be helpful. This use of fatal doses. Can you believe in 2021 I can say they used fatal doses? And Merrill Nash says they used fatal doses. And they pulled the trial because they used fatal doses. And Bobby Kennedy has it in a book. They used fatal doses. And no one has been arrested?
Exactly.
Can you believe that?
Yes. I've all of the things that you just mentioned, I've actually read them too. And it seems as if it's frustrating for me, because I'm on Kim's show regularly talking about COVID, but it's frustrating for me that just even on the CDC website, often there's so much information that nobody's talking about, that is so astounding, and then you don't hear that in the regular talking points in the general media and in both sides of the aisle, the media. Have you found that as well?
You know what, we need to go to break. So let's leave that as the cliffhanger for the next segment. Before we do that, though, this show comes to you because I have great sponsors. Karen Levine, award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliances, on the line. Karen Levine, it is the holidays. Is this a good time to buy or sell a home?
Well, it's always a good time to buy or sell a home, Kim, because there are sellers that need to sell and buyers that want to buy.
Now, last night you were over with all the girls, and you mentioned, though, inventory is still quite tight.
Inventory is very tight, but very seasonal. This is what we see the last quarter of the year. We see our inventory decrease because it's not the most ideal time to buy or sell a property, especially with the holidays. People, you know, that's not their focus, but sellers that need to sell, whether that's for a relocation or a home that is being completed and those things that cause them to need to move, their homes are on the market, and that creates some opportunity. It's still very competitive out there, but as we've mentioned, it's important that you hire a professional, hire someone like myself, a realtor, who has the expertise to navigate the challenging market and know how to position you so you can compete.
Well, and Karen, you and I have known each other for many, many years. You've seen these crazy different times in the real estate market, and it is important to have the real pro on your side of the table. Karen Levine, how can people reach you?
They can reach me at 303-877-7516.
Again, that's 303-877-7516, and I know you're going to be in studio next week.
I will see and hear you then.
Sounds great. Have a great day. Thanks so much.
Too. Bye-bye.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, Dr. Jill Vecchio's in studio. We have Dr. James Lyons-Weiler on the line. Stay tuned.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3. Here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I'm Kim Munson. Check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. Jill, before we went to break, the question on the table was what?
I'll try to rephrase that. On the CDC website, there's a lot of information that can be kind of shocking when you really analyze it, but I never seem to hear people discussing it. Have you found that to be the case, Dr. Jack?
Well, yes, there's an ample amount of, well, confusing information, to say the least, at the CDC website. In particular, Let's say that you want to know whether there's more breakthrough cases of COVID-19 more cases than the unvaccinated. Trying to get a firm answer from the CDC and how they're counting breakthrough cases is extremely difficult. They put out a report in April, and they said that we have two data sets now, the pre-April 2021 data, where we allowed and counted the number of cases of COVID-19 breakthrough cases the same way we did it for patients who were to date who were not vaccinated through the whole pandemic. But now it's April 2020, so we're going to change that. We're only going to count cases and follow up on cases if they have a PCR result that is moderate to mild and they're hospitalized or dead. And so what, you know, the CDC now is notorious for data manipulation. The CDC, in my opinion, is one of the most unreliable sources of public health information we can find.
Bingo.
And it seems to persist no matter who the director is. I've been in contact with the director, the new director, Rochelle Walensky, and the most honest thing that I heard her come out with was the Barnstable, Massachusetts data, where they actually had comparable PCR results for the vaccinated and unvaccinated. And they look at people who had been vaccine exposed versus those that had not been exposed. And 74% of people in Barnstable County in July of 2021 that came down with COVID were vaccinated. Well, when you do the math on that, the CDC didn't do the math, but I did the math and calculated vaccine efficacy. When you look at the SARS-CoV-2 virus characteristics and you calculate the efficacy of the vaccine, we're looking at zero efficacy if it's a single dose and negative 26% efficacy if you get both doses. And what I've done at Popular Rationalism is I've done analysis after analysis after analysis in my newsletter, which I put two or three articles out a day now.
Wow.
that show that the data are consistently showing that the vaccinated are not just, we know that the vaccine can't stop the spread. This has been acknowledged. Mm-hmm. But the most honest thing that Rochelle Walensky said was that the vaccinated should mask and that the vaccinated should social distance. What did Anthony Fauci say just before Thanksgiving? Anthony Fauci said, I hope the vaccinated enjoy their time in home at Thanksgiving. He promoted the vaccinated getting together at home Thanksgiving. And are you seeing what's happening around the country right now?
Right.
The vaccinated do not stop the spread. Being vaccinated does not stop the spread of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And yet Fauci said, go ahead and have Christmas, go ahead, Thanksgiving, sorry, and gather. And now we're seeing people, the SARS-CoV-2 rates in Michigan, the rate of increase of SARS-CoV-2 cases is the highest that it's ever been. The slope of that curve is the highest that it's ever been. And in my newsletter, I'm pushing, and Bobby has it in his book too, I'm pushing out the data, the Israeli data that show the vaccinated have more cases, new cases. Now, the UK data that was coming out before Bill Gates and Soros went over and bought the diagnostics out there, the more cases in the vaccinated than the unvaccinated. A data set after data set that's come out, and I did a countrywide analysis. You would think that the countries, the Western countries that are taking up the vaccine, would have lower new incidence of cases, right? The more vaccinated a country is in the population, you would think that they would have lower new case rates. It's the opposite. The most vaccinated countries have the highest new case rate. The least vaccinated countries have the lowest. I've not published it yet, but I've done a statewide analysis. All 50 states. Looked at vaccination rates, I looked at vaccine uptake, I looked at case rates, and I looked at population density. Well, guess what? The vaccination factor contributes positively in every analysis to increasing the SARS-CoV-2, and I know molecularly why. I know why. The SARS-CoV-2 viral proteins actually impair the immune system. So for 2 weeks after vaccination, people are much more susceptible, not just to SARS-CoV-2, but every other respiratory virus or any other infection. Okay, so if that's true, right, as I predicted in my peer-reviewed study in April 2020,
If it's true, then why is the CDC only counting vaccinated cases after 2 days after the second dose? They have a 5-week period where vaccinated people are counted as unvaccinated. So, no, I don't trust the CDC. That's a great question.
You know, to follow up, if it's okay, Kim,
sure.
to follow up on what you were talking about, I've done a lot of research on reviewing of literature on antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE, and how it was well documented that it's been a problem with developing vaccines for several viruses like HIV, respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, that little kids get, dengue virus, and coronavirus is included in most of those lists. Can you comment on that, and do you think that that has any correlation with the rate of COVID in vaccinated patients?
Right. So antibody-dependent enhancement is actually not the full term. Antibody-dependent enhancement, actually the full term is antibody-dependent disease enhancement, right? And disease enhancement was changed by guys like Peter Hotez to immune enhancement to hide that, wait a minute, any vaccine, SARS vaccine couldn't go forward, MERS vaccine couldn't go forward because they found disease enhancement. The vaccine made the animals more susceptible to disease. Now, what kind of disease? Well, it wasn't necessarily immunopathology associated with pneumonia, but it was more like, you know, they would get splenitis, inflammation of the spleen or the pancreas or a kidney failure, or they would have other problems. And, you know, one of the tactics that was used to suppress that this might be happening in COVID, right, was to play the language game and call it immune enhancement. They were worried about immune enhancement. Now, the ADE that you spoke about is a specific mechanism by which it is posited anyway, that the antibodies that are produced against the vaccine somehow physically interfere or are involved with enhancing the ability of the virus itself to invade its cells, which sounds horrible enough, right? That sounds like, okay, well, wait a minute, why would a sane person take a vaccine to a coronavirus if we know that this is even a possibility? They did animal studies to try to rule it out, but they used rhesus monkeys instead of the ferrets, where they know the ferrets have a lung immunopathology that's more similar in an immune reaction to respiratory viruses that's more similar to humans. Ironically, there's been a study out by Darja Ken Duke and Yehuda Schoenfeld showing that rhesus macaque monkeys was the wrong study. Well, initially, they were going to skip the animal studies for SARS-CoV-2 virus altogether. And instead of skipping it, they changed the animal and they used really small numbers of animals. Further, Pfizer left out one of the animals because it was a, quote, outlier with no explanation. Further, this wasn't peer-reviewed. The regulatory agencies are accepting science after science after science on the basis of press releases that are not peer-reviewed from the vaccine makers to try to get it to market as soon as possible. And just to get down into the weeds, the studies didn't actually study interleukin-5. Interleukin-5 is the indicator of disease enhancement in the past studies. They measured other cytokines and interleukins, but not interleukin-5, which is a mystery. So we walked right into this vaccination program with every distinct still possibility of disease enhancement. And now, just this week, Michigan State University published an analysis that showed that the virus has escaped the vaccine through mutations at the site on the spike protein that they predicted prior. If these mutations occur, then the virus will escape the current vaccines. And they said specifically that the mechanism of concern, what they're most concerned about, is that if you take a vaccine that's targeting an extinct variant, like the Wuhan variant that the vaccines are currently targeting, that the persons who's vaccinated today, right now, December 2021, may very well be more susceptible to disease because that antibody production disrupts the proper antibody production to the SARS-CoV-2 infection of Delta or Omicron or more recent variants. You know, the press is handling Omicron like it's a brand new thing that it escaped the vaccine. No, the vaccine efficacy has been waning regularly, month after month, in a nonlinear basis. The rate of increase of the loss of vaccine efficacy has increased in a nonlinear way since they started the vaccination program. We know it's vaccine pressure. We know it's vaccine selection. We know that the vaccines are basically not only useless, they're more harmful.
Right.
And so now so how does CDC hide this? CDC hides this, and Anthony Fauci hides this by not addressing it.
Right.
The next Senate hearing, at which Fauci should be stripped of his position during the hearing. The Senate can revoke the powers of the they can revoke the powers of the director of the HHS, and the Senate can directly fire. Why not? I mean, listen, you might talk about the separation of powers, but why not? Because the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program is a judiciary program that's directed by the executive branch. So why not? Let's take Fauci out and let's get to the bottom of whether or not we should stop this vaccination program right now and get everyone on high dose vitamin D, high dose vitamin C, high dose vitamin A to match the D, selenium, zinc, iodine. All these things have been poo-pooed. It's called the Brownstein Protocol, and they've been published in my journal, Science, Public Health Policy, and the Law. Look up Science, Public Health Policy, and the Law, Dr. Brownstein's Protocol, and ask your doctor if that's right for you.
Okay, Jack, a question. I know a number of elderly people that have gotten the vaccine and then have gotten COVID. And there is a belief out there by many that since they had gotten the vaccine, that it prevented them from getting really, really sick, because at this point they've all had mild cases. How would you respond to that?
We have to wait and see. We have to wait and see. There's, you know, when I've heard of families where this thing is rifled through the entire family and the whole family's been vaccinated and people are being hospitalized.
Right.
So the problem is, right, there's an incentive. The perverse incentives that are in place to give or not give a SARS-CoV-2 infection diagnosis, the COVID-19 infection diagnosis. Remember I told you that how do they know that you know, if you're vaccinated, that flu that you have isn't SARS-CoV-2 if they're not counting your PCR right? Mm-hmm. How do you even know? Okay.
Right.
And they'll come back and they'll say, well, because the clinical trials, the clinical trials that were done, you know, we didn't see this, where the doctors ruled this out. And so we're 100% dependent on what we know from pharmaceutical companies who stand to profit to the trillions of dollars from this vaccination program, who have suppressed the information about effective treatments, and we're 100% dependent on them because Fauci works with them to walk in lockstep with them. Moderna is his vaccine. It's his vaccine. He claimed it. He went on the press circuit. He called it my vaccine. Okay? So he stands to benefit personally from this. All of his minions stand to profit from vaccination programs. They don't profit from people making sure that their immune systems are healthy or that they've reversed the Th2 skew in their immune system that causes them to be more likely to have autoimmunity. And, you know, 78% of people that walked into SARS-CoV-2 infection that had serious COVID, they had prior autoimmune antibodies. Why don't we hear this from CDC and NIAID and Francis Collins and say, listen, get yourself tested and see if you have autoimmunity. And if you have autoimmunity, you should be especially careful about social distancing. You should take personal responsibility for this. Oh, and by the way, stop using aluminum hydroxide-based vaccines, because that causes the autoimmunity that causes people to be more susceptible to SARS-CoV-2. So we can't go on what we hear, but your other guest, I'm sorry,
Jill,
doctor's name.
Dr. Jill.
Again for me?
Dr. Jill.
Jill.
So okay. Jack and Jill.
Dr. Jill. All right, awesome. Dr. Jill, the scientific literature is filled with studies that counter the knowledge claims made by NIAID.
Exactly. Yes.
Filled with studies that counter what CDC says. And it's the responsibility of every scientist, every medical doctor who's seeing any patient to know for themselves what the scientific literature says.
Thank you.
You cannot rely on them.
Yes, okay. Exactly. And I've said that many times on this show, that it just astounds me that physicians who are even directly caring for COVID patients are unaware of outpatient treatments and claim that there are no outpatient treatments for early disease. It is just such an untruth. It makes me crazy. It's difficult for me to be very positive about saying, go see your doctor. I've had so many friends that call me and say, my doctor isn't giving me anything. Well, you know, can you help? I mean, and it's crazy to me that the complicity of the medical community in everything that Fauci wants them to do, and then the complicity. This couldn't happen without the complicity of the corporate healthcare system, big pharma, government healthcare that essentially runs doctors' lives these days.
I couldn't agree more. I absolutely couldn't agree more that you know, what's happening right now with the hundreds of thousands of people that are leaving medical, allopathic medicine, because they know, they can see for themselves what's actually happening in these clinics. That's why these people are leaving. First-hand experience about what's happening, the decisions that are being made in terms of the practice of care for COVID, the starvation of patients. Mm-hmm. When you go in and you put on a BiPAP or put on a breathing machine, they do nothing for your nutrition, right?
Right. And, not
and
for some time.
In the way of patients, and they can't mount an immune response. Well, the cessation of the supplement and all other medicine. COVID takes over a patient's life when you go to the hospital. If you're on high blood pressure medicine, it's gone. If you're on medicine that's life-saving and you need it every day, how are they going to get that medicine to you in pill form? They have to find a liquid form and do it by IV. Well, it's such a distressful situation to find out that there's patients that are sitting in the emergency room for 5, 6, 7 days without being admitted, and they don't have any of their regular medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mess. It is a total, utter mess.
Okay.
And so the number one message I think that everyone needs to understand is get healthy. The people who have the healthiest immune systems, whether you're vaccinated or not, this is not going to stop the virus, right? Why? Well, what do I have to worry about? I'm vaccinated. Well, you can still transmit. The reason why you probably got vaccinated in the first place was community immunity. You want to stop transmission. Well, you become, guess what? Asymptomatic. It's less dangerous for you. So what do you become? A super spreader. Everywhere you go, you're infected, but you don't know it. You're spreading it.
Wow.
And that's why Rochelle Walensky made the right call that you should continue to wear a mask to protect others, not yourself, which is the only clinical utility of these kinds of masks. That if people cough droplets and they happen to fly across the room and you're infected, you're going to infect that person, but not if you're wearing a mask.
Huh.
So we have a full understanding of what's happening. And Bobby Kennedy, in his book, The Real Anthony Fauci, he goes deep into history, and the most recent things that are happening with SARS-CoV-2 and the response. It's not the worst thing that happened in the United States of America in terms of public health was when medicine became for profit. It was the 1980s, in mid-1980, major shift in the focus. Before then, it was unethical to have for-profit medicine. You couldn't turn a profit. If you had, you know, and right now, you're like UPMC makes, I don't know, I don't want to say the wrong, but maybe 50 million. They're considered not-for-profit, but they turn a 50 million profit every year. 50 to 70 million profit a year.
Hey,
okay?
Jack, you know what? We need to go to break. This is going quickly. Great information, but let's take a very quick break. Before we do that, though, I've got a couple of great partners that I want to make sure that we highlight. One of them is Kirsch Insurance Group, and they are specialists in the Medicare arena. They're brokers. They work with a lot of different companies, and we've just gone through this open enrollment a period, and I guess if you've not gotten everything taken care of, you may, on January 1, have a potential to do one do-over if you have a surprise when things open up and you see what you have in 2022. So check out iKirsch.com. That's iKirsch.com. And then my other great sponsor that I wanted to mention is Castlegate Knife and Tool, family-owned business located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. They have started a pop-up shop over at the Castle Rock Mercantile, and they have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. I've got an invitation to a wedding, so I'm going to get a knife set for them for their wedding. Great place to get gifts. And check out Castlegate.com. Dr. Jill Vecchio is in studio. Dr. James Lyons-Weiler is on the line. We'll be right back.
Life is more than what we have in the bank. Mary Alpers and Steve Kruse with 3 Points Financial understand that comprehensive financial planning is an important component for each individual to thrive and prosper. 3 Points Financial provides tax, investment, and retirement planning so that you can achieve your financial independence. With so much public policy uncertainty, it is important to have the professionals at 3 Points Financial working for you to navigate those uncharted waters. Check out 3pointsfinancial.com to schedule your initial consultation to achieve your financial freedom. That's 3pointsfinancial.com.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I'm Kim Munson. Check out our website. That's KimMunson.com. You can email me there. And thank you to all of you who support us. On the line with us is Dr. James Lyons-Weiler. And he is the founder of the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge. He's an author of Popular Rationalism, among other things. And we're talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s new book, The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Bill Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. Dr. Jill Vecchio is also in studio with me. She's a healthcare expert. She read the complete Obamacare legislation and understands the dangers of, I mean, you really predicted this as well, Jill. Jack, we've got about 5 minutes left. Question that I want to ask, though, is President Trump had Fauci out with him on press events almost every day as COVID was coming down. What about that relationship?
Okay, well, that makes it political, and you know, I try to steer clear of political. The politicization of COVID-19, politicization of the vaccination, is a great mistake. It is a great mistake. And Fauci most recently said one of the most political things. Somebody who's working in public health should never be political. And he called out, you know, Cruz on what happened on January 6th. That was the throwback. It was a misdirect. It was a redirect over the criticisms from Republican, conservative, you know, God-fearing representatives who are coming at it from the perspective of their own personal beliefs. They get into politics not because of vaccines. They didn't get into politics because of public health. They got into politics because of their conviction for freedom, their conviction for to the Constitution, okay? And Fauci, who's all about make sure the pharma industry is healthy, right? He's far more concerned about pharma health than he is about personal health. Throws back something that's completely unrelated to public health during a discussion of public health. So I'm going to actually rise above that, and I'm not going to talk about President Trump. I have my personal feelings, you know, about President Trump and my personal feelings about Anthony Fauci as a politician. But a scientist should never engage in political matters. But I would like to say, in terms of health choices, I would like to encourage your listeners to find functional medicine doctors, doctors of osteopathy, doctors of chiropractic, doctors who are willing to sit and listen and talk and look over the Brownstein protocol with you. It is the most important thing that people can do to understand where they are on the immune spectrum. Ask your doctor about Th2 skew and find out if you already are prone towards autoimmunity and what that means towards your own health in this world with COVID. And also, there are a lot of people living in fear unnecessarily. For most of the pandemic, Fauci and his cronies never mentioned B cells and T cells. They're all about antibodies, and they think that an antibody response is proof that the vaccine does something, but the antibodies could be focused on the wrong virus, right? So what if the vaccine still produces antibodies? They have to be neutralizing, and then they have to lead to effective B and T cell immunity. And so ask your doctor for the T-detect test. I have no financial interest in this test. I'm independent. funded by the public. I'm not interested whatsoever in ever making a dollar profit from a pharmaceutical product. The T-Detect test will tell you whether you're already immune from proteins other than the spike protein. The spike protein readings are unreliable. You have to get a T-Detect test that says you have T-cells, and maybe there's a B-cell test I don't know about, that you are protected against the current circulating strain. And if you know your current, then you can help people who need help. You're more likely to cross the threshold of the house of somebody that's got COVID, who's fallen on the floor and can't get up. Maybe reconnect their oxygen. People are afraid.
Right.
And so it's your responsibility to know your immune status. Not your vaccination status, and those are two different things.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Jack, this has gone really quickly. I so thank you for sharing all this information and also the information about RFK Jr.'s book. So thanks so much, and we'll try to get you scheduled for next month again.
Thank you, Dr. Jill and Kim. Be well.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Dr. Jill Vecchio, thanks so much for being here. You've got about 30 seconds. What's your final thought?
Politics should never be part of the CDC and public health decisions. The most outrageous thing about COVID is that it has entirely been about politics. I feel the decisions that they've been making are not sound medicine. They're not good science at all. The only way that you can put together any kind of a coherent argument for the way that they've treated COVID with the vaccines and everything is if you are basing your decisions on a political agenda.
Okay. Well, Dr. Jill Vecchio, it's great to have you here as well. Great conversation today. And our quote for the end of the show is from Dr. Benjamin Rush, one of our founders. He said, "Temperate, sincere, and intelligent inquiry and discussion are only to be dreaded by the advocates of error. The truth need not fear them." So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.